Before the art of medicine comes the art of belief. To have a renewed body, you must be willing to have new perceptions that give rise to new solutions. We are the only creatures on Earth who can change our biology by what we think and feel. We perceive, which means we add meaning to every signal coming our way. Perception is the first and most important step in turning the raw data of the universe into reality. Everything we see, touch, hear, taste, or smell has been selected from the infinite reservoir of vibrating energy in the field. You believe that you live in the world, when in fact, the world lives within you. I recall the fascinating sight of a beekeeper who reached into a swarm of bees and by gently unfolding the queen in his hands, moved the whole hive, a living globe of insects suspended in midair. What was he moving? There was no solid mass, only an image of hovering, darting, ever-changing life centered around a single focal point. The swarm is an illusion of shape, behind which the reality is pure change. Such are we too. We are a swarm of molecules hovering around an invisible center. Reality exists because we agree to it. Whenever reality shifts, the agreement has been changed. If you look closely at your own life, you will realize that you are sending signals to your body that repeat the same old fears and wishes, the same old habits of yesterday and the day before. That is why you are stuck with the same old body. The point that Archimedes was looking for, a place to stand on and move the world, actually exists. It is inside us, covered up by the fascinating but misleading moving picture show of the waking state. We all create scenarios and then become convinced by them, down to our very selves. Bad habits are just the worn-out ruts of the mind, paths that once led to freedom because they opened up new thoughts, but that now lead nowhere. Our normal waking state perception of ourselves is actually ill-equipped to realize how much joy exists inside us. No one has ever found a new world by worrying about it. My tormentor is myself, left over from yesterday. Instead of consciously creating disease, we could be consciously creating health. When you realize that you have control over any interpretation you place upon your body, an enormously liberating idea begins to dawn. The body is on your side. Our essential state is that we are completely dimensionless, pure potentiality that can manifest into any form, into any phenomena in creation. We all have the power to make reality. Why make it inside boundaries when the boundless is so near? My hard belief that life is merciless, like a mill wheel impartially grinding out birth and death, is gone. To see things that way is to accept the appearance and miss the essence. Come closer, and the world looks much more like a wish, a great desire coming true all around us, with our own wishes and desires woven into it. Matter and energy come and go, flickering in and out of existence like fireflies. Yet all events are held together and made orderly by the deep intelligence that runs through all things.